Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We just thank you, Lord, for watching over us and keeping us safe from all harm and danger, seen and unseen. We thank you, Father God, that you gave us our right mind, God, the activity of our thanks, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for God giving us a place to lay our hand, water to drink, air to breathe. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have us on a firm foundation, Lord God, a solid rock. We thank you, Father God, that you are God. You are our shepherd. God, we just thank you that you are good and that you have a good plan for us. God, we thank you, Lord God, for just regulating our mind, Lord. We thank you, God, for seeing about our families and our loved ones, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you already know what's going on the inside of us, Lord God, and we don't have to hide away. We don't have to act like, Lord God, we got it all together, and we do not. But God, we just come before you right now. We just bring you our heart. We bring you our minds. We bring our everything to you right now. We lay it all at your feet right now, God. We bring it to you, Lord God, every concern, Lord God, every situation, every circumstance, Lord. We bring it to you right now, Lord God, because we can't handle it. We can't do anything on our own, Lord, and we definitely don't have a way to fix it. We don't have a way to make it right. We just don't. Oh, God, we just want to bring our hearts before you, God, because, God, our hearts, Lord God, get so broken. God, our hearts, Lord, we need your healing. We need your restoration. We need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need your help, God. We need you to speak life into our lives. We need you, Father God, to speak a word, Father God, into our spirits, Lord. We need your strength. We need your encouragement, Lord. We need your help to make the right decisions, to do the right things, God. So we're bringing all this to you, God. We're bringing our heart to you. We're bringing everything to you right now. We're bringing it to you, God, because we don't know what else to do. And we're asking you, God, to enter in, Lord God. Enter into our hearts. Enter into our minds. Enter into our spirits. Enter into our souls. Enter into our relationships. Enter into this house. Into our individual houses. God, we need you. We need your help, Lord. We need you in our mind, Lord. We need you in our hearts, Lord. We need your spirit, your Holy Spirit that's there. God, to, Lord God, unction us, Lord, to cover us, Lord. God, to wrap his arms around us, Lord. To help us to remember that you are with us, Lord God, and we are not alone. God, we thank you for those second chances, Lord God, when we tripped and failed, or when we walked away, or we did what we want to do, how we want to do it. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for being the God that you are and seeing about us. In spite of us, in spite of our actions, in spite of our ways, in spite of, Lord God, being who we want to be. God, thank you for being so merciful and so kind. And God, we just want to bow before you right now. We want to humble ourselves before you right now, God. We want to, God, just lay at your feet. God, and let you know, God, we are just undone. We are undone. And we need you, Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to get past the past, and God, to live right every day, to make the right decisions, to eat right, to talk right, to think right. We need you, Lord. We need you, Father God, to hear us, Lord. In times we don't even have words to say, God. We need you to hear. We really do need you to hear. Because we're hurting on the inside, Lord. we're hurting, God. There's some things, Lord God, that has caused us, Father God, to hurt. It has scarred us. It has damaged us. It has caused. It has caused some trauma. And we need your help, Lord, to heal from these things. To heal from these bad decisions. To heal from the arrows that flew by night. To heal from the words of other people. To heal from those pains, God. To heal from our own faults. Our own, Father God, things that we did. God, we need you to heal our land. We really do need you to enter in, God. We cannot do this on our own. There is just no way. We can't walk this walk. We can't do any of this thing without you, Lord. Without you, God, we will be a ship without a sail. We will be tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine. Without you, God, pride and haughtiness would be the thing, Lord God, that helps us to be shoulder back, head up. Being greedy and selfish and self-centered, self-willed. And God, without your spirit and your chastisement and your correction, God, we would never, ever, ever get to that place, Lord God, that right place in you. That place that you want us to be, that place, Lord God, that you want us to rest in. Lord God, we're just asking you in the name of Jesus to guide us and direct us and lead us. Lord God, lift up every heavy burden. God, we are asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to consider, Father God, those prayers that have been brought before you concerning our loved ones, concerning our children, concerning neighbors and friends, concerning those people that are around us. God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to see about all those prayers, Lord God, that is hidden away, Father God. Some of us have questions. Some of us, Lord God, are just waiting on you, God, to move, waiting on you to make things right, waiting on you to be our justifier, the one that defends us. God, we desire your presence, Lord, all the time, in our homes, in our rooms, in our cars, on our jobs, in our offices. God, in our businesses, God, we desire you to be in the midst. We desire you, Father God. We want to see you, Father God, move in our lives, Lord God. And we don't want it just to be natural stuff, but we desire it to be spiritual, Lord. Spiritual. Holy God. We need to grow and mature. We need even more understanding of your spirit, of who you are and how you move and your word and how it impacts our lives, how it changes everything, how it molds and shapes us, how it can change the very thoughts, how it can change our heart, how it can change our whole perspective. God, we need you to open up our understanding. Give us the wisdom that we need, Lord God, to have that conversation, Lord God, with a stranger or with somebody close to us, unafraid to speak of the goodness, unafraid to share the truth, not being concerned about what they say or what they think or what they're going to do. Lord God, no fear, no hesitation. But God, simply trusting you with everything that is within us because you are faithful. God, we're expecting you to complete the work that you have begun in each and every one of us. God, we want to see what you can do. God, there are some things that you've already done, so we know, Father God, that you are more than capable. God, but help those that are struggling with believing, and help us, Lord God, to grasp and take heed and learn and grow, Lord God, in those areas, Lord God, that our faith may not be as strong. We're asking you, Jesus, to enter in, Father God, that you would settle us and that you would go in, Father God, and heal up some wounds. Sew some things back together, Lord. That stuff that's been open and festering for years and years and years. God, we need you to settle it. We need you, Father God, to sew it up, God. Cause some restoration to take place. Some healing to take place. Some reconciliation to take place. Some apologies to take place. Oh God, Jesus. Some forgiveness to take place. Some hope to take place. Some love to take place. God, remove that spirit of division. Remove that anger. Remove the anxiousness. Remove that unwillingness. Remove the coldness in the heart. Holy God, remove everything that would hinder us from receiving what you have for us. Some of us, Lord God, that have devoted our lives unto you, and some of us, Father God, that don't know you like that. God, let those that don't know you like that have an encounter with you. God, let them have an encounter with you that would change them forever. That would change them forever. Oh God, and those that know you, Father God, but doubting you, Father God, and because of what they see and what has been said, what they heard, God, I'm asking you, Lord, deal with their heart. Help them, Father God, to turn, Father God, and stand on your word regardless of all of that. Because your plan is good. And you're faithful and you're just. We are the ones that destroy. We're the ones that forfeit. God, help us in our hearts. God, help us in our hearts, God, that we won't turn away from your promises. That we will stand on your promises. That we will stick to your word. God, that your word is true. God, that we would not be concerned on when and why and how, but just believe. Just believe. Just believe that you will save that husband. Just believe that you will save that wife. Just believe that you will save that child. Just believe. God, asking you in the name of Jesus, help us in our hearts to believe. God, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God, however it comes, however you school us, that we will receive it, that we don't disregard and turn a deaf ear, but God, that we will hear loud and clear. We will get it. We will be able to interpret the signs, the season. We'll be able to interpret and gain even further in-depth understanding of what you're doing in our lives. We know that you reveal it little by little, and there's a purpose and a reason for that. So God, help your people to just believe and not be shaken and be moved, or nor be tormented in the mind. God, help your people to release it all and not hold on to those grudges or unforgiveness, Lord, or even regrets. But God, give your people a heart to release it all to you, everything that is going on, and at those times when that stuff just rolls up on him, when the emotions begin to flow, when that thought passes through, Father God, that they will, God, come to you. And they will lay it at your feet, God. They will, if they have to cry, God, their eyes will pour out before you. They will be like your daughters in the Bible. They will be like David's. And they will be like the kings who are God of old. That they will bow before you. They will lay before you. They will cry out to you unashamed. And put all their trust in you. God, help your people to see past what's going on right now. Help them to see afar off and see the way of escape and see what you're getting ready to do and get excited and be in expectation. God, help your people get prepared. Help your people get prepared. Whether some good come or whether, Lord God, some tests or trials or even some bad comes. God, help your people to get prepared, get into your word, meditate day and night, love on you, love on themselves. Oh, how important it is to love on themselves. God, give them the courage, Lord God, to work out their own salvation, to come before you, confess their faults. God, don't put things and sweep it under the rug, but be honest and true for the God so that they can get free and begin to love themselves through all of it. Not look themselves in the mirror and wondering who they are. Not look themselves in the mirror and have a negative thought and posture. But help them, God, to see what you see in them.
Oh, Jesus.
God, regulate the gifts that's within them. Help them to activate that mustard seed faith, that great faith, that measure of faith. Help them to activate it daily, Father God, because we must do this thing daily. God, I ask in the name of Jesus.
I lay down all my past lives. I lay down all this.
Stir up the gifts on the inside.
This life.
That they will use those gifts, Lord God, for your glory.
And I want to be.
Even if it's just in their house.
Use me like
in their local
in your life with you.
Assembly.
Just open your heart.
Wherever it is, Father God, prepare our hearts. Whatever it is, God, prepare our hearts. Touch the minds, God. Help us to discern the voices, the whispers, the screams and hollers. God, let us not be so quick to move and act on our emotions and our feelings. God, help us to consider and reconsider and even check ourselves, approve ourselves, and even look at the motives behind our actions. And help us, Lord God, to come into agreement with your word, your will, and your way. God, let us not lean to our own understanding in the midst of all this. Because it can be easy, Father God. It can be easy, Father God, to just take what we believe and not even acknowledge you and ask you, Lord, is this true? Is this what you want? God, help us. God, help us, Lord God, from every level of government to the highest level of government,
life outside Christ,
to the local city.
This life is sweet.
God, I ask you, Lord, to help the officials, those in leadership, whether it's secular or whether it's in your kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I'm asking you to draw your people closer to you. Let them not compromise is their salvation any longer. God, I'm asking you to touch that backslider and cause them to, Lord God, consider their ways. And remember that you are married to them, that you love them, and there is no way that can stop them if they just turn and ask, repent, and turn, and seek, and turn. Because you're always exposing these. You're always letting us know, hey, not that way. Hey, not this way. God, give us that heart of acceptance, Lord. When you do show us, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, cover us, Lord, and keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen, Lord God. God, stop it. Protect us from the transferring of spirits. God, I'm asking you to give us what to say and how to say as we go throughout our day, even as we leave this place. Lord God, as we encounter people, as we go home to our families and our loved ones, Lord, help us to remember that we are ministers, even in our homes, that we have a job to do, and that you have given us tools, and that you have given us an armor, and that you have given us something that we can use that can be planted into our youth, into our husbands and wives, uncles, aunts, nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, grandparents, even great-grandparents, whomever and whoever. Lord, help us to minister grace unto your people, peace. God, help us. So much, Lord. So much is going on. But help us, Lord God, to focus on you. Keep our minds on you. Keep our eyes on you. Help us, Lord. God, teach us, Lord God, how to get into that quiet place, that secret place, once again. That secret place, Lord God, when there's all chaos breaking out, when there's all kinds of stuff going on, teach us how to get into that secret place, dismiss ourselves, separate ourselves, or sometimes we may have to do it right in the midst of it. Begin to sing a song of praise and worship and remember that you are capable and you have not left us nor forsake us. God, continue to circumcise our heart and remove everything, God, that is not of you. God, go into the crevices and the depths of it, because we don't know our heart. Help us, God, to see what you see. And again, Lord, help us to accept. He's gone before. Fill us with your spirit. I am not moved. Fill us with your love. What I feel. Fill us with the fruits of your spirit, Lord. He's gone before. You make all things. Enter in, Lord. They're just not able to come out in fellowship. And even those that have gone on to other ministries and to work and to do your will, cover your people, Lord. Help them to stay on the path that you have ordained and destined them to walk, trusting you, trusting you. Lord, we bless you and we just thank you all today. we asking that your spirit just dwell on this altar, that you touch every pew, every nail, all the foundation, that your spirit just covers this place, that your angels encamp around this place, that as your people walk in, they can get free, they can get delivered, they can get restored and renewed, that they can be free, chains broken, yokes broken. Prepare your people to hear the word as breakthrough service, Lord God, takes place. Cause them to hear and get free. Cause them to learn how to apply your word and live your word. To get free, to stay free, to walk in freedom and to share with others how to be free. Oh God, we just bless you and we just thank you. We thank you. And we ask, God, that you remove all spirits of competition. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done and not ours. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you in advance for what you're doing right now. What you've already done. And what you're going to do. Because we know it is good. And we bless you this day. God, we tell you we love you. And we appreciate you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for that love. That unconditional love. Thank you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.